Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Show to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilly, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Great day for the Eagles. I wouldn't say a great day of NFL football yesterday. A lot of blowouts yesterday. Some lopsided games. We do have a few things to unpack here as we go around the NFL. We'll get back to all your phone calls on all these topics in just a couple minutes. First, can we start with a potential Tom Brady slip-up during the Eagles-Giants yesterday?
It's not potential. I mean, wait a minute,
Tom Brady?
Well, I mean, Tom, he fancies himself a professional, and maybe he isn't quite the pro he says. Let's listen to Brady yesterday. He may have said something he shouldn't on the airwaves.
It's like the D-line's almost there to get him, and then nope, he just squirts away, and they can't him just like that. So,
Tom.
Man, is that an F-bomb?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you are wrong for that, Tom.
You think he even gets a call from the bosses like Tom, or they let it go?
Hey, they're like, hey, Tom, you know what? You know, you really can't say that, bro. You know, probably get one of those.
It's a little formality. Like, yeah. Hey, Tom, you know what you did.
Well, I wasn't the only thing on Fox that kind of made your eyebrows get raised. Let's listen to the pregame show. Terry Bradshaw talking about trying to talk to Andy Reid, but I guess a mix-up in his phone.
But the thing that I would worry about more so in Washington is the other day I text Andy Reid. And I got a text back, and I thought it was Andy Reid, but it was some guy selling pigs. But I sounded good. I shouldn't have told y'all that, so y'all would have thought I actually talked to Andy Reid, but I didn't.
What are you talking about?
I like how he workshopped that in his head. Yeah. He was in stream of consciousness with that one. Yeah, you probably shouldn't.
I'm not really sure how much longer we're going to do the Terry Bradshaw pregame show.
Say he about done.
You're starting the clock on Terry after that.
Hold on. Yeah, that wasn't a coherent thought.
No,
you're talking about
no.
Washington, yeah. Texting Andy Reid, some guy that sells pigs?
No, none of that was of any relevance whatsoever. I just
his co-host looked at him like, dude,
he's cooked.
I mean, he is 77.
Terry
is
cooked.
Yeah, I think we're transitioning away from the Terry Bradshaw thing. Yeah,
you're about to go. He had a nice run.
We don't mean he has to go to the upper room. I just mean maybe off TV.
Yeah, that's what I know.
No, he had a great run on television. Yeah.
Yeah, he's about to go. It's so crazy.
It's probably about time we move off the Terry Bradshaw thing. That show needs a little bit spiced up a little bit. All right. A couple other things from in the NFL on the field yesterday. Hugh Douglas, you called it. You call a big upset every week, and a blind squirrel found a nut yesterday. Your New York Jets. Your Jets, Hugh, off the schneid.
Was so surprised at that game because we were watching it because it was on the same time our game was on.
Mm-hmm.
And Aaron was having a rough one. They were having a rough one. They were down to Cincinnati.
They're mostly rough ones for the Jets.
Yeah, and to get a win, man. Hopefully, this is just one of many to come.
Well, it's come on.
You know,
this year,
you know, maybe it only takes one. As I look at the Jets,
I think it's probably one of three. Or
I know they got Miami coming up again.
Yeah, they could beat them.
They got Miami coming up again. Yeah. They have They got the Browns. I knew they were going to win one of those.
Do you want them to surpass your Jets?
I want him to do well, man. I'm really rooting for him to do well because you know how it is, especially up in a major market like that. They're probably killing him talking about he was the wrong guy for the job and all this other stuff.
I actually thought he did a good job yesterday. He went for two when they were down 15, yeah. And they got it, and that set them up to basically win
so I want
at the
him,
end.
I want him to do well, man. He got the Bills, the last – oh, yeah, Bills. He got the Saints. They could probably get two more wins off this – about three more wins, four.
Let's not get crazy now.
Well, they got the Falcons. The Falcons are falconing.
Falcons,
you know, no disrespect.
Falcons lost to Miami.
Penix was out.
Yeah. Man, listen.
Kirk Cousins
wasn't nobody trying to hear that. You got the backup came in.
Kirk stinks. Come on.
No, he does. He does.
Totally
he does. He does, but he could have. You couldn't beat Miami?
He got dragged by Miami.
You couldn't beat Miami, though.
That is bad. Yeah.
No, Kirk Cousins.
I mean, to lose as badly as they did in Miami,
it's right.
It looked like it was a nice weather, though, down in the A.
They were in the dome.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know,
we
outside.
We don't really care about that.
We always have to do anything.
I'm just saying it, you know, kind of helps soften the blow a little bit.
Does
you
it really?
Gotta, you got to walk outside to know.
You think
no
if the Eagles, you know, lost to the Miami Dolphins, we'd be like, well, at least it's unseasonably warm.
Well, are we? Is it in Miami?
No, I'm saying, but you're saying the weather.
No, I'm just saying if we were in Miami, we could.
You're painting
could
a picture of a sports town who doesn't care that
much. Yeah, that's how you know it's a fraud town.
No, I'm just saying, at least it's reliable. Like, well, we got our ass kicked, but at least we're in Miami. Mm. Yeah, I mean, that's
nobody,
how you try to.
Nobody, no fan with any self respect is doing that.
But imagine if we got a call. Eagles lost, but it's unseasonably warm. Let's
I could see Hugh doing that.
I could.
Because, like, okay, let's workshop this. Okay, if the Eagles lose.
No.
You're probably going to go to King of Diamonds, or you're probably going to go to South Beach or somewhere. So that'll help soften the blow a little bit, help you feel better.
I don't think
it's not going to make you feel great.
I don't think that works like that.
But it'll help you feel a little bit better.
Okay, last thing.
Nobody listening agrees with you.
I have a few people that listen. King of Diamonds.
People that don't care.
Sunday night football last night.
What you got?
Packers beat up the Pittsburgh Steelers, who the Steelers had fraud looks to them earlier. I'm not surprised they're coming back to earth, but. Hugh, the Packers are next up for us. Now they have a game in between, right? We have the bye week. They play this Sunday at home against the Carolina Panthers. They're big favorites in the game. So I'm going to guess the Packers are going to be, what, 6-1-1 entering that game? They're 5-1-1 right now, I believe. Hugh, I think we're going to be underdogs to the Packers in 2 weeks. You with me, or you think the Eagles are favored in that game?
I think the Eagles would be favored.
I don't think so.
I think so. You know, with the bye, who the Packers got coming up this week?
They have Carolina. So they'll probably be 6-1-1. We'll be 6-2 entering the game.
I know Carolina put up a pretty decent fight yesterday.
No, they didn't.
They were pretty decent.
They lost like 47.
I mean, it was like, in the beginning, it was decent. It started out strong.
What is wrong with you today?
What are you talking about? They didn't start out strong.
We're fine to put up a decent fight. They lost by 31 points.
They gave up like 300 yards rushing.
Like initially when the game started.
No, there's no initially. Come on.
Hold on a second. They lost 40-9. Let me look at the stats.
Wait a minute, you know what it was?
There's no putting up a good fight when you lose by 31.
410-244.
You know what it was? I thought the uniforms were nice.
All right. What are we doing?
I was like, oh, that's some nice uniforms.
So that's why the Eagles are going to be favored? Because the Panthers uniforms?
I think that because, seriously, I think they're going to have trouble with the Carolina Panthers. Don't ask me why.
Okay.
I think they're going to have trouble with the Carolina Panthers. And they've already got, they got one tie. So they need to win this. They got a tie this year against the Dallas Cowboys.
That's right. It's their only.
And they got one loss.
They're 5-1-1.
Yeah, 5-1-1. I think the Eagles will be favored in that game.
I think
even though it's in Lambeau.
Early prediction, we are 2.5-point dogs.
Yeah. I got to wait to see what uniforms the Panthers are wearing next week.
I know you're making fun of me, but the uniform does matter. Does matter.
I do think you can tell early on if a team's going to lose based on their uniform. Like, if it's really ugly, it's over.
The Chargers, where they had on them yellow, bright yellow
ones. Well, last night with the Steelers. Yeah,
the urine yellows.
That's terrible. Yeah, the urine yellows are the worst.
Urine yellows.
Yeah, you know it's over. Anyway,
so
you think the Eagles are favored in Green Bay over
at Lambeau Field.
6-1-1 team.
Yeah, because of the uniforms.
Yeah.
2.5-point dogs is the early prediction. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. Let's go to OG Wade, who's up on WIP. What's up, OG?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
OG, what's up, OG? What's going on?
Hey, listen, man. I think the camaraderie on this football team right now from yesterday was like night and day. If you look at Jalen Hurts's, he's in the end zone doing handshake things with Dallas Goedert. He on the sideline chuckling it up with the Jahan Dotson. When Jalen had a perfect damn day. Was on that damn bench looking like it was like the Giants game the last time they played, you know, and I think it's something to be said about chemistry. And I think people hear everything with A.J. Brown is like, well, you know how A.J. is. Why does it have to be you have to accept with the ills of A.J. that affects the rest of the team? You know, so when Jalen talk about the collective, when he was asked about that, he said, yeah, we prepped for this question.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm more concerned. I'm focused on the collective.
Well, OG, I agree. I agree with. I felt the same thing on the sidelines. The demeanor of the team. It was like a weight was lifted off their shoulders. Let's just go play the game and throw to the open man and move the football. And it was not about anyone's particular feelings yesterday. Just win.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Shutter Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, and I think that what we have to do, be able to do, except as a fan base, is except when something's not right for something. You know what I'm saying? Like, A.J. Brown, great receiver. I don't know what kind of guy he is or whatever, but you don't have to say we can't afford to get rid of A.J. because of his talent. Yes, you can. Tennessee did. Everything he did to get traded from Tennessee, he's doing here. So what the hell do you want? You know what I'm saying? Like, I can like you from afar. I like AJ as a wide receiver. I really do. I like his talent. But what I don't like is the fact that you go and get the Twitter fingers and pillow talking about another man when that's all you got to do is talk to him. I mean, Jahan Dotson spent more time with Jalen Hurts in the offseason than AJ Brown did. Is there something wrong with that picture?
Of course there is, OG Wade. And you mentioned this, and you know AJ's talking about needing a quarterback to throw with Jalen Hurts. OG, we appreciate it. I don't think anything's wrong there. And there was a part of the broadcast yesterday where Tom Brady was discussing, and maybe I'm reading between the lines. He did not say this came from Jalen Hurts. He just said people around the team talk about how great Jahan Dotson is. He's not a guy that gets the ball off him, but he never complains. And like, it was hard not to hear that and think, well, obviously, that's because there is someone around here that does complain. That like,
well,
it's,
that was
it's refreshing that someone in that room is not complaining.
That was the narrative.
Yeah.
I mean, because for you to make that emphasis in the broadcast, and we know what we know here in Philadelphia, that was definitely a jab. That was a jab at AJ. No question about that. It was one of those things where, you know, you're doing your show prep. Or whatever you're doing for the prepping for the game.
Yeah, the production.
And you say, yeah, the production. And you say, hey, so what's going on, AJ? Well, you know, he's not happy. Da 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 da. Well, you know, Jahan's out there doing his thing. You know, Jahan's out there saying this, that, and the third. So yeah, that directly came from somebody that's involved with this situation.
J Dog in Douglas fills up. What's up, J Dog?
Hey guys, how you guys doing?
What's up, good, J Dog. What's up?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Appreciate it. So yeah, just a couple of thoughts and questions. So. I don't think the Eagles are 100% there. I think they're getting there. I think they're about 80% there. I think, my thoughts are once we get Nolan Smith back, Juergens, I think Howie has to make a move. He needs to get a corner to replace Isaiah Rodgers. Should have never, done that, not signed him. But I think we need another pass rusher. I think maybe Trey Henderson would help. I think we're getting there. I think, they helped with the trenches. That was our problem. Couldn't stop the run. Couldn't get after a quarterback. I think they're doing, they did a lot better. But I had a question for you guys. I'm a little confused. Are you guys talking about Antonio Brown or A.J. Brown?
A.J. Brown.
Well, I'm just joking.
Diva Brown, wide receiver.
I mean, like, great. This guy mean tweets out there, and, he wants the ball. And he's somewhat of a prima donna, but let's get it straight. You're not winning a Super Bowl this year without A.J. Brown. You're not. I mean, let's take a look. We're definitely probably going to be facing Kansas City in the Super Bowl, my thoughts. And their team is high-powered. You got Rashid Rice. And without A.J. Brown, if you think Jahan Dotson is going to do anything to help us as far as, like, competing with A.J. Brown, there's just no way. I mean, and who is out there, any receiver, that would even be able to even come near replacing A.J. Brown that could actually take a game
well,
over?
Well, within the season, J-Dog, there's probably not a receiver they could get within the season that is similar to his talent. J-Dog, good phone call. We appreciate it. The one thing I would say is when the Eagles say, and Jeff Lurie was quoted this last week, he was saying, they'll do what's best for the team, right? Now, the Eagles don't only think about the present. They think about the present and the future. Right? They try to marry those two things. That's why you always talk about how many draft picks are you willing to give up for this player, right? Because it's not only about right now. I don't think AJ is going to end up traded. I'm just telling you right now, if someone came to them with a first-round pick between now and next Tuesday, they clearly would think about it, even if it makes the team for this year worse, because that first-round pick makes the next 4 years, 5 years better.
Yeah, and I'm looking at it like, you know, there are more receivers, it feels like, that come into the NFL and make their bones quicker nowadays.
I agree.
Especially when you talk about the way that they're used. The receiver down there and the Ohio State receiver in Tampa Bay.
Ibuka,
the way he's playing right now.
Yeah.
So I hear what you're saying when you're calling in saying that, but if given opportunity, who knows who could step up and shine? And Smitty, like, listening to the broadcast yesterday, Smitty was getting a lot of love, and rightfully so, because he's a hell of a receiver. But when things like this happen, you just have to listen to the narrative and how it's being talked about. So that's not me saying that AJ is going to be gone, but it's a narrative where other guys are getting a chance to shine a little bit, and you can see things a little bit differently. And we do need a pass rusher, and we need a good one. We don't need, like we had, what's his name, Za'Darius Smith. Yeah, I was about to kill his name.
You nailed it, though.
Yeah,
I was about to kill it. Good.
But we had him, and he decided to retire. We got Brandon. Brandon's a good locker room piece, and he's going to be a contributor. Don't want to diminish what Brandon brings to the table. But when you look at the pass rushes that we need, and Nolan Smith is going to come back, we're still talking about bolstering that pass rush.
Yeah, and Jelix was good yesterday. But again,
we're still talking about bolstering that pass. So if somebody calls with a decent offer for a pass rusher, I think they might entertain that.
Yeah, and I think this has come up a good amount the last few weeks, and I think it's good to remember. I imagine there was a lot of people in Buffalo when the Bills moved off of Stephon Diggs and said, this doesn't make us better. Josh Allen and the Bills offense have been at their best since Stephon Diggs left. And they haven't replaced him with another player you would call Stephon Diggs' level. I mean, look at the guys they have. Khalil Shakir. They drafted Keon Coleman, and he's coming along.
Okay, but he's not
Stephon Diggs, yeah. Right? I mean, they've done it with committee. They've done it with spreading the football. Now, I think it's fair to know that Josh Allen, I have on a higher tier than Jalen Hurts, but Jalen's not that far behind, right? If I have Josh Allen as the second best quarterback, Hurts, I agree with Mike Mayock last week. You know, you kind of pencil him in that next group, 5-13. He was in my top 10 last week. Jalen was a top 10 quarterback last year. Like, he resides in that 10-ish range, and you just give
and
or
that's
take.
Okay.
It's fine. It's more than fine.
It's not okay.
Well, it is fine. Everyone's got to relax.
Yeah, it's fine.
But, like, Jalen's good enough. If you trust Jalen, and in the way people talk about him, I think a lot of people here trust him, then you could trust that he could evolve his game if they move off A.J. Brown. Again, I think on this one, I'm going to give the Eagles the benefit of the doubt. If they think they could get through this season with AJ and they could make this work again, I trust them. But if they trade him by next Tuesday, you're not going to hear me saying the season's over. I'm not going to do it because I trust the Eagles. I mean, I remember sitting here 5 years ago when I said the day they traded Carson Wentz was going to end up a good day for the organization. Everyone said they'll never recover from this. Eagles find a way to recover. There's been a lot of players here that move in and move out. And the franchise keeps going. Fred in Wilmington. What's up, Fred?
Fred.
Fred. Fred going once. Fred going twice. Oh, I heard Fred. Fred, what's up?
I'm here. Let me disconnect my AirPods. I'm sorry.
All right.
Take your time.
Yeah.
Yeah, we ain't got nothing to do.
Life's live.
All right.
Hey, Fred. What's up?
Hello.
Hello.
All right. Well, I just want to say a couple of things. I feel like the Philadelphia fans, we should all relax and stop trying to get rid of A.J. Brown. Stop trying to write him off. Mm-hmm. He's still a prime NFL player.
Wait a minute, Fred. Before I'm going to let you speak, but just help me out a little bit. How are we trying to run AJ out of town?
Because I get like the tweets and all that.
No. I'm not asking you to get nothing. I'm asking you to tell me what am I doing to run AJ out of town? No, let's have this conversation. What am I doing to run him out of town?
By trying to just portray him as a bad guy. Like,
how am I portraying him as wait a minute, Fred. Now you answer the question with another question. How about treating him like a bad guy though?
Because he's complaining about
wait a minute, now we're getting somewhere because he's what?
He's complaining. I get you could complain when you're a top tier receiver in the league and you're not getting the ball, your offense is not playing well.
Okay, so what am I supposed to?
A player.
He's a great player. I'm a sports analyst. What am I supposed to do when he does that?
I get it. I'm not saying.
No, you're not answering the question, Fred. Joe, am I allowed to treat this caller as hostile?
Yes, you are.
Fred, I'm asking specific questions. You're not answering them for me, bro. What am I supposed to do when he does that if I'm a sports analyst? So why are you mad at me for doing my job?
And you can't complain when he's complaining about not.
Why not?
Not doing.
Okay, Fred. Let me ask you this question.
Can't do his job if the offensive line is not doing their job.
Okay, Fred. Let me take you back to when you're hanging out with your friends at the bar and you're watching the Eagles game and AJ drops the ball. What do you do? If AJ drops a catchable pass, what do you do? Complain about him not doing his job.
I give him another chance to say.
Oh my God! All right, then, Fred. You know what? I can't have conversations with people.
You don't always hop on Jalen Hurts' back and say, "Oh my God, trade Jalen Hurts."
First
when
of
he
all,
plays, man.
I don't hop on Jalen Hurts' back. I do not do that. Second of all, if
that's
I'm talking, I critique.
One player and
I critique. Like, listen, you. This must be your first day listening because I critique everybody. I'm an equal opportunity critiquer. I critique everything. So what are you saying? Like answer me the question. How am I? You still ain't answering the question.
Okay.
How am I trying to run
saying,
him out of town?
You can't say trade AJ and not say trade Jalen Hurts when he.
Well,
plays
hold on. Time out, Fred. Yes, I can, because one is a quarterback and one is a wide receiver. There is one is a way more replaceable position than the other. I mean, it's not even close. The team will go on without AJ Brown if they trade Jalen Hurts. They need a viable other option. They don't have one. What are you talking about?
Who are we going to replace A.J. Brown with?
They scored 38 points yesterday, Fred. He wasn't
against
on the field.
The
Fred,
Giants,
hold on. I think we need to recalibrate. If you think he's still the player he was 2 years ago, your eyes are lying to you, man. He came into this past week 30th in catches in the NFL. He's not dominating the league like you think he is. So the idea, the number one receiver on this football team is Devontae Smith. That's the new number one receiver on the Eagles.
I kind of agree with that.
Well, then okay. So hold on. If the number two receiver is expensive and loud, I don't need to do expensive and loud. And Fred, I don't want to get rid of him, but I'm not keeping him hostage here if he doesn't want to be here. Fred, the day they trade AJ, and he's going to be traded at some point. The day they trade AJ, it's because AJ doesn't want to be here. I haven't met an Eagles fan who wants to get rid of good players. Like, none of us want to get rid of good players, but I can't help it if he's unhappy.
Good talk, Fred.
I get that. And I feel like, yeah, I get you guys' point, 100%. But I'm just saying, as a whole fan organization, we need to give our players time to adapt. Like, it's a whole – Saquon didn't start off how we wanted him to start off. We didn't jump off, Saquon, we have to relax.
Well,
Saquon
so
guess why we didn't do that?
Because he's not complaining.
Because Saquon didn't say nothing.
Yeah, and Fred, good phone call. But this isn't about production. I think, if it was just about, hey, AJ's having a down year, Julio says maybe they're better off without him. That's not what has happened here. It's not about production, right? We give plenty of players time to kind of find their level. This is about his attitude. I mean, like, that's what's going on here. This has been going... This is a distraction within their locker room. Jalen Hurts said last week he is prepped. They give to him A.J. Brown's social media posts. He's prepped on them so he can answer questions about them. Like, you guys realize how silly this is, right? Like, that fact that the quarterback has to be prepped on the nonsense coming from the wide receiver. So that's on them. That's not on us. All right, 215-592-9494 for a Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation. PI. DentalCenter.com. Couple polls today up here at the Midday Show account. Bryce Harper's comments this weekend were soft or justified? What do you think the voting came down on that?
Justified.
56% soft.
Seriously.
43.5% justified. We also had one up early in the show. Are the Eagles fully back? 61% yes on that. So people are feeling good here. All right. We got a couple things to hit on the other side. One, there's been a trade in the NFL. A defensive player that the Eagles could have had interest in is already on the move to another NFC contender. We'll tell you about that. And some odds I'll be keeping an eye on as we go forward here. Something that is sneaking up on everyone in the betting market with the Eagles. That's next. It is the Midday Show right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
With football in full swing, you guys have heard me talk about my partnership with Fanatics Sportsbook and their one-of-a-kind fair play injury protection. There's no better place to bet than with Fanatics Sportsbook, and Sunday afternoon proves my point. New York and Philly, boom, star rookie running back goes down in the second quarter with an injury. Fanatics Fair Play voided all pro player prop bets across straights, parlays, and same game parlays instantly. Some books protect you from the bets in the first quarter. Some do nothing. But at Fanatics Sportsbook, where they flip losing bets into winning bets every football game day. I got the numbers here to prove it, folks. Fanatics Sportsbook Fair Play policy saved 30% of SGPs. Don't wait for a bad beat with other books. Bet with the book that always has your back. Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Shutter Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.